don't say anything. Why keep them?
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, and welcome to another night with Amongst Friends. Tonight is going to be one of those nights where you just want to ask, you know, why, you know, it's not fair, it's whatever. But anyway, there's some ground rules that we need to cover so that you can be very much a part of the conversation, whether it be on the line, whether it be you listening. I'm going to give you the 1-2. So if you want to call in and state your question or comment, you can call us at 760-683-2662. Now, if you're shy and you really don't want to get on the air, but you do want to be a part of the conversation, you can log in to our Facebook group, and you can do that by going up to your search engine and putting in Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. That way you can join in, you could hear the cast going back and forth about different topics, you know, that may not get to the air. Now, if you just want to listen, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Then you can listen from your computer. All right, so getting it on started. We're glad to have everybody in the house, so we're going to go around and welcome everybody back to the show today. So we got Jeff.
Greetings and salutations on this eve of the day of love. My name is Jeff. Welcome.
Okay. And then we have old, good old Joey.
Hey, y'all.
And then we also have my homie. We got old Heather is in the house. Okay.
This is Heather. Hey, everybody.
Okay, yeah, let's not do that, okay? And then, of course, we got Q.
Hey, everybody. I'm looking good in my Redskins outfit. HTTR, America. HTTR.
Boo. Anywho. So tonight, ladies and gents, you wondering, what's the topic about tonight? Tonight we're going to talk about that list. And you're like, the list? What is the list? Well, you know that list that we all come up with to determine what our potential mates, side chicks, friend with benefits, or whatever. You know, the list that you come up with that you're looking for or whatever. We're going to talk about that list. And then we're going to also talk about how that list differs between men and women. We're going to talk about how the list differs when you get older. So we're going to jump right on in. So, Joey, since you are our resident newlywed, when you were looking for a wife or a potential girlfriend, what did your list consist of? And then we also want to go into, is the list overrated? Go.
Why you had to start with me? It's the first question. But secondly, honestly, when I finally got to the point where I was making the decision about who I would marry, I didn't particular. I guess I had a list. Let me see. I don't really know. But it wasn't the overrated list. It wasn't like, okay, she has to be this, she has to be that, she has to be this tall, she has to have this size boob, she has to have this personality, she has to be this or that. You know, it wasn't that kind of list. It was kind of just like, you know, as long as this person treats me right and they are open to having a full relationship with me and no one else, that would be the person for me. So I guess for me, once I stopped, because I used to have a list, you know, she had
okay,
to be...
Hold up. I mean, I don't want you to glaze over. Let's talk about this initial list, you know, this your overrated list. I mean,
yeah,
because right now,
overrated. Well, you asked about married, you know, me.
Well, no, I'm saying
getting married.
So I know that you're married now,
mm-hmm.
and I know that, you know, you may have altered your list or what have you, because what you just said, you know, as long as they want to be in a relationship with me and they're good and all this kind of stuff, then they could look like boo-boo the fool, be all dumb and ignorant, and just as long as they wanted to be with Joey, you were great. Come on, dude, for real.
Yeah. No, honestly, not looking like boo-boo the fool, but and nothing like that. But I didn't, you know, you don't really, attraction is I guess, a moot point. Like, that has to be there. But that's not, like, the list, like, or the list that I'm thinking of. My initial list, oh, yeah, she had to be of a certain age, so because I didn't date anyone my age. I always, or no one that was, like, younger than me. So they had to be a certain age. They had to be, I actually used to have a criteria that they had to be dark-skinned women. But that changed over the years because I couldn't get no dark-skinned woman to talk to me like that. They could be my height or taller. Had to be independent. And had to have straight, clean teeth and fresh smelling breath.
So tell me, what was it that made you alter your list? Was it that you got older and you realized that none of those things were important, or it was just those people were not attracted to you?
I've never been a list kind of person. Like, I hate grocery lists. I hate doing task sheets where you check off crap. Like, so I never really was into the whole idea of making a list for who I would date. Like, I guess it was just already, it was in my head. I had to be attracted to the person. So that was just like a normal criteria. And I'm flexible between breast and butt. So it never was like, okay, I'm strictly a breast man or I'm strictly a butt man. I don't know. I guess, like, if I had a list and it always existed, like, I always was like, they had to have a beautiful smile and their breath couldn't stink. Because, like I said, I'm being so serious. Like, I just never got the notion of having a list and someone having to fit this entire list. Like, I never got that notion whatsoever. I mean, it works for some people. It just didn't work for me, even down to the point where, you know, considering doing online dating, like, having this list of what you're attracted to and what you're not attracted to just frustrated me. I'm just like, it just needs to be it needs to flow naturally. So I just never been one to have a list, or at least not a conscious one. Maybe I operated from an unconscious list.
Okay. Heather, what about you and your list? Or did you have one? What's up?
Who did you ask?
For Heather.
Oh.
I'm coming to you.
No, you don't have to.
Okay, Q, let's talk about your list.
Did you just ask Heather?
Okay, but I'm asking you.
Okay.
You know you want to tell us. Why are you tripping?
No, I'm not tripping. You know, when Joe was talking, I kind of, like, wrote down the list.
Mm-hmm. And what does that list look like?
Oh, yeah, it looks like a little grocery list. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so what's on the list? Now, we want the full list.
Okay,
like,
okay. I have ten qualities. I listed 10 qualities. Okay. Y'all ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, like Joe, she has to be attractive. You know, and attraction to me is physical. It's physical plus it's mental. It has to be both. You know,
okay.
I'm a nerd, and I love like smart, attractive women. I love that. I also love intelligence. You know, where you could like talk to a person and just talk about anything, what's going on in the world, and she'll have like an opinion about it, and we could discuss it. That's beautiful to me. I love that. I love intelligence, and she has to have common sense. I know that it's supposed to be in everybody's DNA that everybody is supposed to have common sense, but we run across the people in your lifetime that makes you scratch your head. I'm like, wow, what in the world is she talking about? So common sense is one. So, and she has to have also not street knowledge, but a little bit of ghetto or street savvy. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, that's the way we all grew up. So a female who is like, she knows, I mean, she's not straight hood, you know what I'm saying? But she has a little bit of like ghetto savvy, to the point where you know that you really don't want to mess with her because she'll give you the blues. So, ghetto-ness.
Okay.
Sensuality. Sensuality. Sensuality and sexuality. You know, not being like floozy or cheap, but being classy with hers. And stuff like, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, so I can't go below, I say, like 35 or something like that. Somebody who's 28, it's not going to work, because the intelligence level, in my opinion, is not that, it's not even. So, and she got to be dark-skinned and thick. I'm sorry. I'll have nothing against light-skinned women. I don't. But my preference is I love dark-skinned women. I love dark-skinned women. And she has to be thick. I don't do anything under a size 10. I'm sorry.
But can I interject just really quickly?
Yes, you can.
I just feel like maybe I have it confused, because I think a preference or what attracts you is different from the list that I think we're talking about. And a lot of the stuff which you described is just like preferences.
There are a lot of people out there who say, this is what's on my list. He needs to look this way. He needs to do this. He needs to be this size. And while it is a preference, it's still on their list.
Well,
so
I mean,
guess the question is, is there a difference between preference and what's on your list? And I think that's what Joe is trying to.
Yeah, because
trying to figure out. Go ahead, my dude.
No, I was just saying, you know, like, because, I mean, people can have a, well, I guess it can, I don't know. Maybe I'm just confused, because I guess people can have a list of preferences, but I kind of feel like your preferences can change, whereas I feel like the list is more rigid and superficial, and it's like there's no, like, for you, you know, just some of the preferences you listed, like, I kind of feel like there can be a dark-skinned woman who, you know, who is intelligent, but maybe, you know, but her intelligence, she might not be intelligent in one way, but intelligent in another. She might not be a big girl, like, in all over, but she's thick in her hips or something like that. And that still meets your preferences, but with a list, like, the person has to be on it. They have to meet everything on that list. There's no choice. There's no room for subtleties. There's no room for creativity or uniqueness within the person. Like, for it, the list that I'm, you know, the way I'm thinking about the list is just rigid. It's unchangeable. You know, and they have to meet every single thing on the list. Like, you can't have a person, like, they have to be what's on that list, whereas with a preference, there is room for individuality or uniqueness or something like that.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and you're right. It's, you know, my list can, like, change. And it all boils down to how the female appeals to me. Because, for example, my second wife, she wasn't dark skinned at all. She was fair skinned, but she had all the other traits that I wanted and liked in a woman. So. My list is not stringent. It's not strict, but maybe if she has like most of the qualities that I have on my list, she's just as fine.
Okay, Q. But let me ask you this: you're an older gentleman. Was your list a lot different when you were a younger lad?
I think it changed as I got older. I think it changed after marriage, because, you know, when you're single and when you don't want to be in a relationship, you know, it's just purely 99.9% physical attraction and how good she is, you know, behind closed doors. As you get older, and I guess as you get wiser, you know, you look for, there are other things that you look for when, I guess, it comes across when you want to settle down and get married. So my list from like 20 years ago, I say it changed. Maybe not drastically, but it changed for mature purposes.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Jeff, and then I'm going to move a little bit different and hit Heather up. Jeff, what about you? Is your list the same? Do you not have a list? Did it change as it did with Q as he got older? Did it change when you got married? What's up?
Man, I really didn't have a list. I was taking them all shapes, sizes, brown, Puerto Rican, Haitian. I was a pitch hitter for whatever I felt like on that day of the week.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, you're that odd person anyway, so okay.
Why do you always resort to name calling, Jake?
I mean, yeah, well. Okay. I had a list. I still have a list, but here's the thing, and I want to know if how you came about the list was the same, and this is for Heather as well. As a female, as a young lady living in the South with very traditional views, there were some staple rules or staple things that a man had to have. Period, as a potential suitor or whatever that was instilled when I was a very young girl, and that he had to be working, he had to be a man of God, he had to be family oriented, he had to be a protector, and let's see what else. He had to come from a good family. I'm trying to think. There's a couple of other things that were very, you know, like strict. That, you know, like those things had to be on the list to be, oh, he had to be black. I mean, because you couldn't bring no white man to my grandmother's house. And, he couldn't be a Holy Ghost filled, shouting and carrying on out. He needs to be a good Christian boy. None of this, no Muslim and all, none of that. He needs to be strictly Baptist and all that kind of stuff. And then I added my own list, added to my list with the height and the, you know, the color or the shade of man, everything. Heather, was it the same for you, or did you just come up with your own list, or did you not ever have a list?
No list. Don't believe in lists. Don't have one now.
Hey, no list over here.
What's so funny?
No list over here. Hey,
no list. It's just the way you said it. It was just, you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. The person, this is just me. It just sounds like, you know, the first thing that, the first person or the first guy that just makes your eyes sparkle, that's the one.
You pretty much got me back.
Hey. That's
yes,
true. No, I was just saying,
sign?
No, it's true. At first, I thought Quentin was being fresh with you.
Oh. But I think everybody, I mean, I think that's kind of like easy to tell about me. There's no list. It's like, if he makes, like you said, me sparkle, I'm kind of in.
But okay. Now this is a question for the ladies, because I know dudes do this. When guys meet a female that they like, I guess from a physical standpoint, think is cool, dudes talk to dudes roll up to the girl if she wants to talk just to see where her head's at. So do females do the same thing, or is it just the physical attraction? Do you, I mean, is there like a plan B after the attraction, after the mutual, I guess, introduction?
I don't think women approach men trying to, like, feel them out and see where they're head at. I mean, we're already clear on the assumption that you all move off of attraction and not off of, oh, that's a nice sweater you have on. Like, you guys look at face, ass, titties. I mean, that's just where y'all go automatically.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, but that's true, but, and maybe I could speak for some of the brothers, but not all, but at some point, the physicalness wears off, because you have to, you just have to, like, blow my mind mentally.
Because that's what y'all say, but trust me, if a woman is physically, if you're physically attracted to her, you'll go get you somebody to have a mind game with. You don't need, because if you're attracted to the physical, you'll stick it out with that and find somebody else for the mental stimulation.
Physicalness only goes so far, baby. It only goes so
okay.
far. Because we want to see where your head's at, you know, and where your head is will decide for us whether we should further the relationship or not. It's not, like, you're right. In the beginning, it's sexual, it's physical, it's sexual, it's carnal, it's all that. But later on, once we hit it a few times, you know, to keep us from being bored and going somewhere else, we want to see where you're at from an intelligent and common sense standpoint. And if you're an idiot, the relationship is not going to last long.
Okay, but would you say that if she was all brains but she wasn't there physically, do you think that you would stay there?
If she was all brains but not body, would I say?
Yeah.
The idea that, you know, we went through kind of a lot.
That's a hard question.
That was not a hard question.
If she was just brain, but it's to me, it's more than just brain. You gotta have intelligence. You gotta have a whole lot of other traits. Being the brain ain't gonna get it. Being the brain, that's not going to get it, because there's other, like, there's
right.
other things on the list that I look for.
It's not
going to get it, because Deidre, look, you know how I am. You know, you got to be sexual. You got to bring it.
Okay, I'm not saying that this person isn't sexual. But as far as the bang, let's just say she drew you in, but she wasn't dark skinned, and she was a size 22, but then she dropped down, and now she's a size 8. But she's giving you everything mental, she's giving you everything sexual. Is that going to keep you? Because now she done fell all out your little category.
Why don't you get your
ass
out of here?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? See, that just proves Kevin's point.
You're doing all this talking about
all this good stuff and feel good, and you just as physical as a man.
But Deidre, you said if she has all the attributes that I said, right?
Right. I mean, she, you know how you were saying, you know, she has to be intelligent. She needs to be able to talk to you. She needs to be a little ghetto. She needs to be able to handle hers. But physically, it's there, but it's not there.
It all depends on how. Now, are we talking? It all depends on how she looks. I mean, if she's average, no, people, if she's average, I can hang.
Dude,
if she's average looking,
okay, obviously you were attracted to her.
Okay,
but I'm saying it is not what you. It's like, okay, let's just say that on a scale of attractiveness, you're more forward with anybody who does like a 5 or above, right? And so let's just say she was like a 4.5.
You're making it seem like she doesn't have to be all there physically
because you still need all of this intelligence and all this other stuff when really and truly the physical got to be there like banging, like, hey, here it is.
Well, maybe if she's a happy medium, I'll stick with it. But, you know, if she's like a 4 or below, it's not going to work. I'm sorry. Because I want to walk down the street, or I want to when I wake up about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I want to smile. I don't want to be like, oh my God,
stupid,
I need to turn my head. I'm serious. If I could look at you. If I could look at you and not make a face, we're good.
But you be making faces all the time anyway, so what will be the point?
No, I don't. First of all, stop acting like you know me. You don't know me.
Whatever. Okay. Well, since Heather done just kind of shot it down, you know, I don't do this. I ain't never done this, you know, whatever.
Heather was like... I wasn't shooting it down.
I just think that people who sit up and say, I have a list, and this is my list. I mean, I think I'm more honest about that there is no list. It's more so what I feel, how the person makes me feel. And I think we all change. If attraction change, that's why people can say, when I was younger, this was my list. Before I was married the first time, after the second time, this was my list. You know, because I thought when you have a list, that's the list.
You're saying,
I'm not that kind of person. I'm much like Joey. I'm not a list person. I'm more task oriented, and I kind of do what more so moves me. And I think that people put way too much into the whole relationship thing, and not enough mutual respect. I'm more after that than relationship.
Come on,
what's
what you not understanding? It's not that I understand, it was just interesting. I'm sure there are other people out there who are listening, and surely you have something that you want to say about this topic. Please give us a call at 760-683-2662. So, Heather, like when you were younger, there was never no thing of, I want somebody just like my dad, like he has to have this. None of that. It was just, as long as he make me feel, I want him to make me feel good. That's it?
You know, for me, I know, like, y'all get on me all the time, but people, Deidre, you know me. People who know how I feel about marriage, how I feel about weddings, and for as long as I can remember, I've been the kind of person, like, I remember my dad always saying to me, you have a big wedding, it's going to be like this, and I would always be like, I don't want to have a wedding. That's not what I want. I think the key is father in a man is something that I don't see as a list item, but more as an expectation, like, you want to be vulnerable, you want to be understanding, I need to feel safe, I need to feel protected, I need to feel desired, I need to feel, you know, that you care, that my best interest is at your, you know, at the forefront of what you're thinking about, but to say he needed to look this way or he needed to have that kind of job or be this kind of way, no, because although my father took very good care of us, it wasn't always easy. Like, I know, we were told that my father used to be the man that stood in the street and turned the sign from stop to slow to go. Or that he would go and pump people gas, or that there was a time when we stayed with my grandmother and he went and stayed at the YMCA. So it wasn't always a big house and housekeepers and nannies and homeschooling. That wasn't always life.
I'm aware of that part of the problem.
Okay. I mean, but the, I understand that it's not a list of sort. Okay. It's sort of like a given that this needs to be okay.
I'm running home to mother.
Okay. Yeah. When I say it's not a list, because I think everybody wants somebody who is a hard worker. I mean, that ain't a list item. That's like, you want your friends to be hard workers. You don't want friends that are slouches or slackers.
Okay,
but that's not always the case. Like, I mean, because you come up, I mean, because you have people who were raised in different environments. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was someone who, okay, I'll give you an example. There was this guy that I knew, and he ended up running away from home when he was like 12. So he wasn't very good at showing affection and, you know, being real lovey-dovey, and it was always, I got to take care of me first. But that was because he's always had to do that. And so if I'm looking at him and not knowing what his past were, he's not necessarily protecting me or making me feel protected because he's trying to protect himself, but that was because of the environment that he was in. So if I'm looking for that, he's going to kind of be X'd out.
Well, no, but I think also in a relationship or in a union of any sort, you kind of... we make allowances for that. Like somebody like me, who comes from a family that's very affectionate, so the whole kissing, hugging, like smelling thing that I'm into or whatever I do, I think that that's part of who you are, and a person embraces that. And when you're around somebody, either they lend themselves to that to the benefit of you, and you lend yourself to either lay off or lay on to something to the benefit of them. It's more of a compromise.
Right.
I mean, like even in this
scenario, because I was very touchy-feely and all of this kinds of stuff, he ended up, like, enjoying that. Like I know that, you know, people did this, and I'm looking at him like, who doesn't do this?
We're here. It's like it's endless. All we can do is throw a life breath.
Again. Don't know what's going on in Facebook, but you can surely give us a call at 760-683-2662. If you don't know what I'm talking about as it relates to the Facebook group, you can put in your search engine on Facebook, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and you can be a part of the show. Now, for those ladies, and, you know, y'all guys are probably going to get me for this, for those ladies who do have lists, it changes as we get older. Like, now, I may want a guy who is 6'4", look like The Rock, can do all this extra stuff, you know, whatever, whatever. But as I get older, yeah, that list has to dwindle down. That list has to dwindle down because every year there's a new 18-year-old, a new 19-year-old, a new 21, 28, 34, someone who's younger who fits
you
the criteria or fits the list. That,
you hear me?
So what did you say?
You are too old to be messing with 18 and 19-year-olds.
No, no, no. I'm not messing with them. What I'm saying is, so I have my list of this is what I'm looking for in a guy. Now, my list doesn't change necessarily, but it has to change because the guys have a greater pool of women to choose from.
We do?
Well, yeah, of course, because tomorrow there'll be a new 36-year-old who now can holler at you. Now, see, for me, he may get older, but now he's looking at all of these other women. My list keeps dwindling down. Either you're in same-sex relationships, you're in jail. You know, like if my list was I don't want a convicted felon or I don't want anybody who's ever been in jail, yeah, I might have to change that because the pool is limited. I can't just walk outside and there's every kind of dude that I want. But y'all guys, your pool just expands every day.
Well, here's the thing. It's hilarious to me that a woman can make a list about the man who potentially has to choose to go after her.
Yes.
You are in a position, you are the hunted in the first place. So your list is pretty much garbage because if that man that you're got that list for, if he chooses that what you are is not on his list, then you look like Boo Boo the Fool. Because
that was what I was saying.
Right, but when you make your list, you are making your list as if you actually qualify for the dude that you're looking for.
See, I qualify. What?
Yeah, you feel that you deserve the dude that you are looking for. Therefore, you make that list. And you expect the dude on that list, that's the dude who you want to come looking for you. As you get older.
Who said I need him to come looking for me? Hell, I know how to call. I know how to send over a drink. I know how to say, hey, you want to go out to dinner? I know how to do all those things. You ain't got to come find me.
Okay.
Am I talking to? Now you just said all of that. You just raised your voice. But am I now talking to? You want to do all of that? Am I now talking to single Deidre, or am I now talking to in a relationship about to get married Deidre? Which one am I talking to here?
You talking to single Deidre?
Okay. I just want to point that out. But that's what I'm talking to right now.
Oh, you got jokes now?
I'm just saying.
Okay, just because I'm single because of by choice.
Okay.
Are you sure it's by choice?
Yeah,
I'm very sure by choice.
Because you didn't feel like going to look for the dude on your list this week? What is it?
No.
Okay.
The dude on my list is not in this area.
Okay. Then I digress, and I'll let you, whenever you feel like getting to that necessary area code, hunt on, huntress, hunt on.
Joey, you agree that the women need to be hunted still? That's how we rolling now?
I think most women prefer to be hunted. Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, because that leaves the decision up to her to decide whether she wants to be pursued or not. Hell yeah. Because that gives her the final choice. That gives her the final decision. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Joy, what you got to say? Heather, what do you have to say?
What you say about Heather?
No, I just said, what do you have to say about that? Do you agree or you disagree? Are you indifferent? Do you not really care because Heather's going to do whatever Heather's going to do? That's all I'm just asking.
No, tell me the last part of what he said. That's what I kept saying I'm not hearing. I heard you. I didn't hear the last thing he said.
The comment was that, and I think DJ said, do women like being hunted?
Okay. And you asked me, do I agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, like, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, you heard Jeff say, are we talking to single Deidre or are we talking to married Deidre? And how is that list working for you? Because women should be hunted. The hell, we pray now? Like, seriously, come on. Like, really? That's how we do it now?
Oh, Deidre, hold on.
Deidre, come on.
Deidre, I don't know why you sitting there in that prairie over there and you are acting like every chick that's out there is like you. They not. If you don't realize who your comrade in arms are and that thing called womanhood, that there are chicks out there, there might be five chicks like you on one street corner, but down the street, two blocks over, there might be 50,000 other chicks. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking specifically about you. We're talking about those chicks out there. That's the situation that's out there. They not rolling up on dudes asking for phone numbers. They not rolling up on dudes asking dudes out on dates. They not approaching dudes in the club, pulling their arm and doing all that stuff, cussing dudes out because they don't want to dance. All that is happening to your sisters out there. Plain and simple. That's what we're talking about. If you're going to act like that's not the situation that's out there, then, I mean, how can we have this conversation? That's what we're talking about. It's a reality out there. Plain and simple. So, yes, when we talk about chicks getting hunted, that's what it is. I got to approach you. I got to come with a line or just say hello. I got to ask you for your phone number. You're standing there looking pretty for a reason. Here it is. I'm snatching you up. You off the market. I have to propose to you to get married 9 times out of 10. Every kiss begins with K. Is a dude buying a ring for a girl. It ain't a woman going in the store buying a watch for Valentine's Day. This is set up for y'all to get hunted. Boom.
Preach.
Go ahead, Heather.
You come to that conclusion, I really do. But what I can tell you is that that's not always the case. As a woman, you don't necessarily need to be hunted, and there may be some that do, but you definitely want to be pursued by a man. But that's only to know that he desires you, that he's attracted to you. I don't think that a man has to be the one to initiate marriage or to initiate sex or to initiate asking you for your phone number. That's just our culture. It's not mandatory.
But Heather, the women that do that, I think the scale is like 90%, 10%. And the 10% is the woman who is not afraid to go after, you know, the man that she sees, or I guess tries to, I guess for a better lack of words, act like a dude when when it comes to going after somebody.
Oh my God!
So you know, they're all women. Who prey on men. That's true. It's not the case 100% time for the man. There's some women who will roll up on you and be like, yo, how you doing? Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. You know, I saw you. You're good. You want a drink. You know, trying to get her hustle on. That's the 10%. But the rest of the stuff is dudes doing the hunting.
So you don't think that there are women who are out tonight trying to make tomorrow special for a man, or who are going to go out Friday night and ask a man, you think that's a minority?
They're the minority, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I tend to disagree with you because I think women have a harder time at this point because they're outnumbered. It's far much more competition, and if you don't step up to the plate and do some initiating, you might miss out.
Right.
Well, that very well might be the case, but it seems like the usual stories of women who don't like certain scenes in certain areas are not turning the tide. There are constant stories about how
they're not turning the tide because y'all over here saying women want to be hunted and they need to be pursued and all this kind of stuff. So her ass go over to the church and sit on the damn church pew and try to be a good girl so somebody can pursue her ass while the next chick is out there in the streets with you talking about, dude, what's your number? What's up? And she gonna be forever Miss Single. Because she's sitting there waiting for somebody to come look for her when she can step her tail out and do something for herself.
Oh, my God. All we're saying is that men are 90% the hunters. That's all. That's all. There are women, like you just stated, that, you know, get their hustle on like 90% of the dudes. And we're not saying that, you know, men are hunters 100% of the time, you know. But it's damn sure not 50-50. It's damn sure not 50-50.
It's survival of the fittest.
Here you go.
Okay.
Well, but I'm saying, I mean, So if men are the hunters, but ain't no men bringing nothing back to the house, I guess I'm going to have to get off my behind and go hunt for myself.
Men keep trying.
You talking about females that hunt, yet and still, I guess some of you females can cut the hunt off and choose to be single. Guys, don't do that.
Where is Joey? Why don't I hear Joey?
Because I'm just sitting back listening.
Joey, I need you to come on and say something, because right now they about to make me go in.
I was for a second. I was just sitting back. I was like, man, they are not playing.
So what do you have to say, Joey? Are you going to be my friend tonight, or am I going to put you in the damn corner with both of them?
Oh, really? Really?
Really?
I've put you in the corner before.
Well, what do you want to ask me, Deidre?
I just what are your views? You've been sitting back listening. I want you to interject. Just come on. Say something.
Well, do I believe in that women?
I don't care, whatever. Just say it.
Hey. What you're not going to do is raise your voice.
What I will do is what I want to do.
Oh.
You're not going to take it out on me, though, Deidre, because I ain't said nothing to you. If you want to chase men, chase them. You might get one.
No, I'm asking you, what is your opinion?
Deidre don't chase no damn man. Please.
But if she wanted to, I think she could, and maybe she could chase the one on her list.
She could. She could. But I'm thinking, you know, and I'm thinking about, you know, upbringing. Like, I could be way off base with this. I could be way off base. So if I am, correct me. Okay, and I know you will. But Deidre, you have that southern upbringing, where I guess your mother, your grandmother, your great grandmother, all instilled to you is like always be a lady at what you do. So being a lady may mean you know what, I'm not gonna. If a dude wants me, he's going to have to come after me, and you not come after him. I don't know, as you got older, that whole situation did a 180. I don't know. But I bet you a dime to a dollar that your mother, grandmother, aunt, the ladies who reared you, instilled in you to be a lady and let the man. If the man wants you that bad, he will chase you. He will come after you. Am I right or am I wrong?
I'll say you're 50% right.
Oh,
what you gonna do? You don't know how to make an annoyance. What you gonna do? Nothing. Sam, go ahead, Joey. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, for you to give him 50% right, that's a big step for you.
How is that a big step for me, Joey? Are we talking about something different?
Joey, she's not going to admit it.
Deidre don't agree with people. So for her to say you're 50% right, that was pretty big for her. Good job,
Deidre. I agree with people, just not people that don't make sense to me.
As a matter of fact, in your world, no one makes sense to you.
No, there's a lot of people who do make sense.
Deidre?
It's just that sometimes, Joy, what you be saying don't make sense to me.
No, what anyone don't be saying don't make sense to you.
No, that's not true. Now, what y'all do need to understand is a lot of times I just be playing devil's advocate so that there is a different view, because who wants to listen
what you,
to a
what you
show
say?
Where
and
everybody
that's true.
Is
you
in
should.
Agreement?
I mean, you should. I
like
agree, because there are times when I do that as well, but during those times I normally say, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I don't need to do that.
No, you don't, because you're not playing devil's advocate. You mean it.
Anywho.
Check this out. So there was a question. There's a question in the group, in the Facebook group, and it's a question for the ladies. And the question is, for these lists that you have, for these type of men that you want, how many of the women that have these lists can look at your list and say that you are that person that you are looking for? Are you as perfect as the man you are placing on the list?
Okay, first of all, let's make it clear that just because I have a list doesn't mean that my list is this perfect man. That's first off. And second of all, what I ask for, I can give back. Next question.
Okay.
Now, if you're out there and you're listening, because I know you are, you can definitely call in at 760-683-2662. Now, I do want to say there was a comment in the Facebook group that said, I think women want to be pursued or they wouldn't go through lengths to grooming themselves or wouldn't have self-esteem issues for not getting that attention of the hunter, not saying all women. And then someone else came and said being pursued and being hunted are two different things. Now, do y'all agree with the first statement that women want to be pursued, which is the reason why they get all dolled up and they wouldn't have self-esteem issues because they didn't get the attention of the hunter? So what about the women that just want to look good, just for sake of looking good? How about that? God then gave you these beautiful lips and this beautiful behind and this beautiful whatever. How come I just can't be just like looking in the mirror and be like, dang?
Everybody on this planet does something for who they want to attract.
Okay.
We've talked about several times how, you know, we feel there's some people out there who feel that, you know, God has put us on this earth for a reason. Opposite, we said stuff like that. We said opposites attract. Men marry women, women marry men. Now men can marry men and women can marry women, but there's an attraction there. Everybody knows that you have to look good for who you want to attract. So that right there is that's a two-way street. Everybody walks it. There's no getting around it. So, yes,
Wait, hold that thought. Mr. Anthony Banks, yes, I am kissing myself. And, yes, I am looking at me from behind.
I don't think that self-esteem plays a part all the time. To some, I think it does. But I also think that men and women do doll themselves up or do whoever, you know, like get that fresh cut, get your hair done, you know, guys are getting manis and pedis. I don't know what that's about, but okay. So I think it's an even kill. You do that in order for someone to look at you and be like, you know what, he or she is attractive in their own little way. I don't think, you know, self-esteem. There's some people, male or females, who have serious self-esteem issues and feel like, you know, I have to, they don't try to doll themselves up for themselves. They doll it up to get attention from other people. So, and that runs both sides of the fence. So, both sexes do have to do what they have to do to, you know, have someone to turn their heads. Because would Deidre or Heather, you know, look at a dude who's got a scruffy beard, you know, hair all nappy, you know, looking shoddy, would you give him a second look? No. You'd be like, dude needs to see D Barber. So we all have to do what we got to do to look attractive to the opposite sex.
What were you gonna say, Jeff?
Oh, I was just gonna ask, what was the next question?
The next question was, do you believe that there is a difference between being pursued and being hunted?
I mean, I know when I say, for me, when I say hunted, that's what I mean. When I say hunted, that's what I mean by pursued. It's the whole situation of it's the first interaction. It's the call on the telephone. It's the take you out to dinner. It's the show you a good time. It's the show you that I want to be there. It's the if the conversation there's reciprocity in the conversation. There's and then I dig even deeper into the conversation to take the whole situation to another level, which I wanted to be at so I can either get to know you on a better, on a deeper level or sleep with you. So.
You, Joey, y'all agree with what he said?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like people want what they want and they go for what they want. And whether it's to be pursued or hunted or whatever the case may be, do what makes you happy.
Making sure that I'm okay.
As long as it's not nothing that's going to make somebody else unhappy.
Being pursued and being hunted is the same thing. It's the same thing. It's synonymous.
Okay. Somebody said the problem with the list the women have is 90% of them have the same type of man on the list. I'm trying to understand how that's a problem.
How is that a problem?
I don't know, but that was what was said. So, sir, can you explain what your I don't understand the problem. That seems that gives me the impression that 90% of the women are looking for a good quality dude. Is that so bad? Oh, wait, hold up. Here's the someone said the difference between hunting and pursuing. If I'm hunting, it's just for sex. If I'm pursuing, I want more than that. Do y'all agree with that?
I don't agree. It's all the same thing. Hunting and it's all the same thing to me. It's not just sexual.
Yeah,
it's not just sexual.
If you listen, okay. If we take those definition of the word, hunt for sex, pursue because you want more, and put it up against what me and Q are saying, that hunt and pursue is the same thing. We could hunt, and I could try and push up on Heather, but let's say that the conversation between me and Heather leads me to believe that maybe I don't want to pursue nothing with Heather, but I want sex with Heather. Then it can switch. And then if it comes to I'm having a conversation with her and I want to go and pursue something more, it turns into that something more. So I guess it kind of mirrors up a little bit. It's just a shift in the wordplay.
Yeah.
Okay. The poster said you just proved his point with what you just said.
I'm confused. I'm confused. I don't know what's the difference. To me, there's no difference. I understand.
Yo, Steven, can you call in? Because you got folks confused. This is supposed to be a conversation, not a confusion fest.
He's calling in.
Good evening, caller. Welcome to Amongst Friends. Who do we have on the line tonight?
What up? Stefan.
What's up, Stephon? Man, what is you talking about, dude? Holler at me. What is you talking about?
You just said it yourself. Y'all just said it. When we, as men, when we hunt, we hunting for the ass. When we pursue, we want more than that. It's period.
Stephon, you can't pursue the ass?
No, I'm hunting the ass. I'm hunting that. I'm not pursuing the ass. I'm hunting it.
Here's my question. What's the difference between hunting the ass and pursuing the ass? What's the difference?
Because when I'm hunting it, that's my sole purpose. That's it. That's all. When I'm pursuing, I want it all.
So what happens when you done hunted the ass, you done got the ass, but the ass was so good, now you want her to be your all?
It ain't that much good ass in the world.
You are trying to tell me that if you just went to hit, there is no way possible you are going to turn that into some kind of relationship.
No, because my sole purpose is the hunter.
I call BS.
That's it.
Come on, Stephon. Come on, dog.
Because I'm not like that no more.
when
all I wanted to do was hit, nothing else on my mind. That's it.
So how did you ever get to the point that you pursued?
Because I
understand now. So if you hunt and you just want the ass, I got that. So you hit the ass, but you were hunting, so you cut everything else off. So when you are now ready to pursue, do you pursue just off a pretty face? Do you pursue off of something that she says to pique your interest?
It could be something that she said. It could be the way that she walks. It's when you pursue, it's way deeper than how she looks. When you pursue. When it's about looks, you're hunting. Basically, hunting is hitting it. That's it. If I'm pursuing, that means I want something more. I'll put it to you like this, and I've said this before, that a man pursues relationships and a boy pursues sex. Man in a boy's body. I mean, boy in a man's body. To be 35 years old, still a boy. Because you're not looking for anything meaningful.
I understand that, Steph. I understand that, my dude. I understand. I got you on that one.
So, basically, hunting is sex. It's short-term. It's just trying to get some. When I'm pursuing, I want something meaningful, something that's going to last.
Here's what I think is happening. Stephon is compartmentalizing his situation. He is putting his hunt in a box. He is putting his pursuit in a box. My hunt, and probably Q's hunt, is we hunt women who we want to be with, plain and simple. The hunt can take us on two different paths. Our hunt can take us on we getting that ass, or it takes us on. We get in that ass, and that ass opens us up to the situation that this woman just might have a little bit more. Then we hunt even more with this one woman, and we hunt into the feeling. We hunt into the possible relationship. We hunt into her feeling.
And that goes back to what we talked about earlier when dudes, after dudes have sex with the woman, we want to see where her head's at after that. So,
right. But see, that's where the problem comes in right there. And I'm going to tell you why. Because most chicks, if when we hit and we hit it right, they head all screwed up. It's curtains.
Okay.
So that's why, for me, now, at
why are y'all so convinced that when y'all have sex with a woman and talking about when y'all hit it right, they head screwed up? What makes you think that?
Because
I'm
it happens, babe.
I'm going by experience.
It happens.
I can only go by experience.
Happens.
Not just my experience, but other people's experience, including women that I know.
First of all, anytime a woman's head gets screwed up dealing with you, it's because you done something and said something that led her to believe something, and it wasn't that.
No.
Ain't nobody's penis, for lack of a better word here, all of that where you just losing your mind about it.
But see,
it is. Mine is.
Hold on.
But Heather, on the real, and I'm being real honest. There are some females out there who, like, you know, they, once you did it, and you know, they just bust all type of ways. They lose their minds. Oh my God! They lose their minds. And I'm speaking from experience too. It happens. Not all the time, thank God, but it happens.
A lot of times, what we are talking about right now happens when a woman who thinks that she knows her body. She knows what she likes as far as sex is concerned. She feels that she is a master at the level of sex that she has had. Then she comes across a sexual Jedi.
Whatever.
And his light.
Let that man talk.
No, because that's
sexual,
a lie. That is a lie.
The sexual Jedi puts something on her that she has never come across before, or she feels it just a little bit different this time around. It will take her out of what her norm is. It will show her something new, something exciting, and that could be what the guys are talking about as far as she losing her mind. She going crazy because she might have had sex.
Always like to say that a woman that found something new and exciting and he gave her something that she ain't had before. Listen. Give women credit where credit is due. We are emotional creatures and we long for companionship. And sex is a part of the road to that. And sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that you having sex with us means that road has come to some level of conclusion. However, that is not always the case. But I do not think a woman just loses all sensibility over physical activity.
Okay. I respect your opinion, but I respectfully disagree.
I mean, we don't have Lifetime movies of the week because a lot more women out there are as strong in the mind, body, and soul as Deidre and Heather.
Well, no, I'm not saying that I'm, like, actually stronger than that. And I'm not saying that there has not been some good experiences in my life. Now, there's some, when I guess my thought is, when I see, or my comprehension of losing your mind behind sex with somebody is like, it's so good, I want it every day, I could do this 2 times tonight, 4 times in the morning, that kind of lose your mind. But it sounds like y'all talking about the lose your mind, like, let's get married, stalking you, calling you, all of that. And I'm saying that's another issue. That's not about the sex.
Right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Really? Really?
Man, I can do 12 hours.
Really?
It's good.
Really? Like, I'm saying, really, losing my mind behind it, I want it. I want to have it and have it all the time. I'm not losing my mind, like, stalking you, chasing you down. No.
But see, but that's what we mean is, like, we knock, and, you know, 45 minutes later, you calling me saying we're going to do this again. And I'm like, okay, chill, we'll do this again. And you calling me 15 minutes after from the first phone call. I'm like, what's going on with you? What's going on? What's with all the phone calls?
So, wait, hold up.
What's with you driving down my block?
Wait,
you know,
so you're saying you wouldn't let the girl kidnap you?
I'm saying...
Oh, my God. Ain't nobody kidnapping me. Only unless I allow it to happen.
What I'm saying to you is that
if a red flag, you know, flies over my head telling me that your ass is crazy, ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing going down. I would talk to your ass from a distance. I'm not getting, hell no, I'm trying to live. You're not going to stab me.
Okay, well, let me say this. If that is the case and that's what's happening, rest assured that I'm telling you this night, sorry to disappoint you, it is not because of your dick, it is because that person has other issues.
Can it be both?
No, it cannot. No, it cannot.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, yes, because yes. If you didn't apply the pressure, she wouldn't be acting like a loony.
She wouldn't be calling a job 5 times a day.
Anybody calling your job 5 times a day probably does not have one themselves, and again, that's another issue.
Ain't
nobody I'm messing with ain't got no job. Otherwise, I'd be married by now.
You can't mess with nobody who don't have no job.
I'm not. She got to have a job. What the hell? This ain't 1920.
Okay.
Now, it would be different if she was working and she got laid off and she's trying to, like, find another. There's a difference. But if she has no intention of finding a job, she wants one. She just wants to, you know, do whatever. That ain't working. That's not going to work.
I can't just get pregnant and stay home.
Hell no. Like I said, that's why I'm not married now. Because that's what she tried to do. And I haven't.
You're not married now because somebody wouldn't work.
Damn right.
Wow.
Guess what? She working now.
Oops.
Y'all back together?
No, because I already know what she's trying to do. I ain't stupid.
So are you
somebody
single?
Somebody else can have that. Yep, somebody else can have that.
So, Heather, Deidre, you would stick by a man who have no intentions of working?
No intentions of working? No.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
But I mean, when you say no intentions, I would not somebody who does not have any intentions on working, but would I be with a man who did not work if we agreed that he'd be a stay-at-home dad and I went to work? Yeah.
But that's a decision you made. So that's a decision both y'all made as a committed couple. So that doesn't, you know, that's moot. What I'm saying is you meet a guy and he has all the qualities, quote unquote, on your list. Okay? He's 6'5", God fearing, you know, looking like The Rock. But he says to you, you know, Heather, I don't want to get a job. I don't want to work. I want you to take care of me.
And
The dude is able bodied. You know, the dude he could do anything he wants, but he was like, nope. I want to live off you. I want to be a stay at home father. Well, I mean, stay at home boyfriend or whatever, husband. And I want you to take care of me. Would you do that?
That will get old real quick.
No.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Could I have
of
a baby?
Course you would.
My answer is no.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, this was fun. This was fun.
Oh, Q, anything's fun when you think you can talk about how good your sex is.
Girl, it is. I ain't gonna lie. And what's wrong with saying my sex is good? What's wrong with saying that?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, we have 4 minutes left, and we sure don't want to talk about
Q-Tip. Especially,
so,
in my mind, I know it's
you
true.
Know what? The number,
what?
If you want to call in, because you still
what's
got 4 minutes, it's
760-683-2662.
How they going to call in if I'm still on the phone?
Because we have more than one line, sweetie.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking.
Okay, get it together.
Are you back?
Huh?
Stay on it.
Are you back?
So,
are you back?
Stefan.
Huh?
Stefan.
No.
Can I ask you a question, brother?
What up?
Do you have a list? And if so, what's on your list?
Actually don't have the list I used to have.
Steven, you said you don't have a list? I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't have the list I used to have.
Okay, so what's on your current list?
My current list is God-fearing, knows who she is as a woman, and most importantly, wants me but doesn't need me.
I like that. I need to put that on my list. Thank you, Steph.
No problem. Because I've been through that need thing, and that ain't,
wants
it ain't
me,
cool.
Wants me but doesn't need me.
Are you really writing
that
down?
Yeah.
Oh Lord!
It's a difference. It sounds like Stefan has turned in his save a whole key.
Oh yeah, that's my cap'n cake is gone.
Anywho, so we're here same time every week, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, always talking amongst friends. We want you to join us because we really go in. So, is there any final words before we shut it down and then the lines are open for the after show?
I was going to say something, but no, I keep it to myself.
Say it.
No, sir.
Say it.
Put it on Facebook.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I can't do it, really?
No. Yeah, take us out.
Y'all are crazy.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Amongst friends, Fabo Combo. Grown and sexy baby, grown and sexy baby. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yo, G-O-N-E. I am so done.
Okay, Jeff, that was a low blow. Really? I think you hurt my feelings for like 5 seconds.
What are you talking about, Deidre?
When you were like, your list. Am I talking to single Deidre or married Deidre? My point exactly. I was like, no, you didn't.
Hey, Bob and Weave.
My feelings were hurt for like 5 seconds, and then I got over it.
See? Bob and Weave. Take that. You good? You good?
I said, you're my friend. I shouldn't have to Bob and Weave.
No. I
Bob
am
and
friend. Weave.
Put
yes.
Part of friendship.
Yeah, I'm your friend. You should bob and weave because when you on that bullshit, then you best to bob and weave. And you was riding high on some bullshit.
Whatever.
Deidre, you was playing antagonist all the whole daggone show. I can't believe you. The stuff that was coming out your mouth.
Well, some of it was true.
What was true, babe?
Huh?
What was true?
I do pursue guys. I do.
When?
Yeah.
How long ago?
She's gonna do it next week. She's gonna do it next week when she decides to turn on her Xena Warrior Princess.
Whatever.
We'll get that phone number.
No, let me wait. Hold on. Let me think back. Hold up.
What do you consider pursuing? Let's ask that question.
Exactly.
Okay. So these last fellows that I've been talking to. Oh, no. I do have one. I have one. So there was this guy who knew a friend of mine. And he was single, so I reached out to him on Facebook to see what was up.
And then what?
And then he gave me his phone number, and I called him.
And then what?
And then we talked for some months, and then it didn't work out.
Did y'all do it?
Of course we didn't do it. Why do I do it?
You're a tease.
I'm not a tease.
your taste.
Well, I don't even think we even talk sexual stuff. It was a very upstanding conversation.
Really?
Upstanding conversation?
It was.
How old was the dude?
He was in his 40s. I think he was 42.
And he didn't talk anything sexual.
No, he was a good Christian man.
If you don't know anything in this world, you will have to know this, baby girl. No conversation between a man and a woman on a road to do anything substantial is upstanding. If there ain't no dirty something in there, it ain't gonna happen. Something wrong.
Why does it have to be something sexual, Jeff? I don't understand that. How come we just can't have good conversations?
Because that is part of the dynamic of a
relationship.
Okay,
well, that could come later.
I need to be able to talk to you,
understand you, get to know you.
How long it takes for a female to know a person? You know, if y'all been on the phone, okay, how long y'all on the phone talking? Like 3 months?
I don't think it lasted that long.
Okay. You answered my question. My bad. Because you know what? The lady told me, and this is true, she was like, you know, women know within a matter of minutes if she wants to do that dude or not.
Okay, just because I may know in a matter of minutes of whether or not I want to be with somebody doesn't mean that I'm going to, the conversation needs to start gearing towards sexual conversation. Come on, really?
At some point, yeah, really.
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm sorry. Lying like shit. Okay, yeah.
Stefan, you start talking sex, like, early on, too?
Nah, I don't.
No. No, you don't start the whole conversation of sex, but within like, a week span, hell yeah, it's gonna go that route. Because the interest... You know what? You play devil's advocate slash.
Dude, we're not talking about what I did when I was young.
I ain't talking to you no more. I'm not talking to you no daggone more. Leave me alone. I'm going to talk to you.
Now hold up. Now, I am not saying that I don't. Okay, back in the day when I was in my 20s, that when I wanted to explore and try new things, sexual conversation was, you know, pretty, it was at the forefront. I'm not going to even lie. But now, I'm being honest and I'm not fibbing or anything like this, but here's my thing. With sex, you got a dick, I got a little love pocket. Okay?
Girl, you, mm-hmm.
Now,
speak on it.
You know what, Q?
Go ahead.
In my sexual exploits or whatever, I realized that I am a pleaser. So if I'm going to have sex with you, I am not going to stop until you are pleased. So for me, having a sexual conversation is not necessary, because if we do it, I ain't leaving until you satisfied. Now, I'm going to get mine. But we ain't going to, I'm just going to make sure it's a very pleasurable experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, having to talk about sex is not necessary, because I already know that it's going to be good. Period.
Mhm. Mhm.
Part of the whole sexual conversation thing, mm-hmm. of which I was talking about, is the compliment. It's the stuff that could lead you into that insatiable kiss that starts off an escapade. It's that.
Well, okay, can I just say that this person, they were out of state. So it wasn't no, let me see you, let's be in the same room, and the chemistry, and because I'm touchy-feely, I'm touching you on your leg, or I'm touching you on your arm, and it gives you opportunity for it to be the conversation to steer in a different direction.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all are both garbage.
Well, I mean,
no,
hey,
I'm not.
We talking about dude in your face, and you can touch the dude, and then you drop the bomb. Oh, it was he was out of state. Well, everything
well,
you talking about going
out of state. Well, that's
no
believe with
state.
That.
No. We're not talking about you being out of state, him being out of state. We talking about this person in your face, you can get at him. And then you drop that bomb and the last part of it is just like, oh, we had another person say, okay. Yeah, that takes a whole lot out of it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like everybody knows that you can't operate in a long distance relationship like you can when the person is right around the corner, down the street, 20 minutes away. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Different rules of engagement.
I had a guy come over to my house, and we sat and watched a movie, and there was nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that back when you was a Girl Scout and he was an Eagle Scout?
This was a month ago.
Yeah, but okay.
Look, I'm going to tell you now, don't come on my house with that crap.
Right, but here's the thing. If the conversation ain't had before then, which before when I was single, that was it. My conversation was, you coming over, right? You know what we doing when we get over here, right? Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
And the girl was like, but like Jeff said, you know, it don't start out initially, but after y'all have some interaction, you know, whether it's verbal or, you know, meeting for the first time, whatever, you know, she know what's up. They know what's up.
No, we don't.
Know what's up. I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you no more. I forgot.
Yeah, you
why you not
talking to
me?
Oh, God.
What I do? I'm just saying. Just because I come over to your house, maybe you ain't got no money. Maybe I ain't got no money, and we can't go outside. So we're doing the frugal route. And I'm coming over, and we're going to have a date at the house, saving us
First of all, if I have no money and you have no money, ain't no need of you coming to my house. What for?
You can't hang out together?
No. You can come over to my house. If you ain't got no money, I ain't got no money. That's cool. You bring the pudding, I got the banana. What's up?
That is so ugly.
All right, so ugly. Hold up. So I have to take Deidre's side for a minute.
Thank you.
While I drink my Heineken.
Oh, Lord.
Because now, back in the day, fellas, I can completely agree with you. But back to the hunting and pursuing, if I'm trying to pursue this person with something serious, then, yeah, I can come over, we can watch a movie or whatever and chill, but I can't stay that long.
Okay, so you said he left after the movie went off.
No, he leaving after 30 minutes if it's a fucking love story. I ain't watching this shit. I'm out. We can always do that shit. Let's watch. Oh no, Love Story. Try to watch no fucking Love Story. What the fuck? We ain't watching stuff in no damn yard loving basketball. Hell no. Unless it's
we are watching a horror film so you can jump in my lap.
Y'all are so wrong.
Hey no.
Hey. We just tell you better turn it
to Law and Order SVU, some revolving and shit.
Yo, here it is, and I hate to say this, but you might have wanted to check his dance card after he left the cinema. Make sure he
really
goes to the strip club. For real though.
Yeah, the only reason why I would watch a sappy love story is because I'm trying to. Sappy romance is because I'm trying to hit it. That's it. That's all. Otherwise, I ain't watching.
Y'all are bad.
We're honest, and you should be glad you have us in your life to tell you the truth.
That's just bad.
Nope.
And. Sirs and lady, with that, I got a banana split waiting for me. I'm out.
You stupid.
I'm out too.
I'm out.
Later.
Thank y'all.
Later.
I'll see y'all next week. All right.
Yeah.
All right.